Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This new piece called Bathing in the River is by a group whose accomplishments include performing for the Queen of Thailand and being featured on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. But as a group, they're not too concerned about honors like that. They're just happy when they get a good bath. That's because they're elephants. The pachyderm percussionists of the Thai Elephant Orchestra couldn't make it into the studio today, couldn't fit if they had made it, but they are represented by my guest, the neuroscientist and composer, David Soldier. Dave, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John.
So, first of all, we've been talking about, in the first half of the show, about the human emotional responses to music. As a neuroscientist yourself, do you have any inclination of whether these elephants are emotionally involved in the noises they're making? Do they hear it as music?
Boy, that's a question that's, you know, it's just got so many layers in that question. Some of them really enjoy it. Some of them will walk up to an instrument on occasion, particularly when they're bored, and start playing and improvising. It's a social activity. They're social animals. Some of the members of the orchestra are best friends, and they enjoy doing things together. And that, you know, do they enjoy playing in the orchestra more together than they would romping in the woods? It's a tough question.
Yeah. If Dan Levitin wanted to answer that question about a person, you know, he'd attach you to a functional MRI and get some kind of answer. I guess we don't have an elephantine-sized fMRI machine, do we?
Yeah, but and even if we did, we wouldn't really know the – and that's a problem because I actually am in the field. There are parts of the brain that, quote, light up when people, quote, are feeling pleasure. And some of those same parts of the brain will light up when people are feeling anxiety or depression or other things. And it's because, you know, the rules that we make for brain function aren't really the rules the brain uses, even if the rules are a product of the brain anyway.
So even if you could map an elephant's brain, you wouldn't necessarily know what it meant.
Yeah, certainly we could do something like put an EEG on an elephant, but that's not going to tell us. I think, you know, for these kind of questions, a well-designed behavioral experiment would be better. See if an elephant would rather do one kind of activity or another. The trouble with doing that is elephants really aren't there aren't enough of them, and the ones which are around and available are working. They're domesticated. And to get the time and ability to do it and to get a control elephant and to get the hours they need, it's really rare, in fact, negligible.
Well, you've done enough. You and Richard Lair, the elephant conservationist with whom you started the Thai Elephant Orchestra, just giving these animals a chance to, you know, play music. What gave you guys the idea that this would be something they might enjoy doing?
Well, I didn't know that it would work, frankly. Richard Lair is an American, but he's lived in Thailand for over 30 years and rarely makes it back to the States, only a couple of times. He was back here giving a talk on elephant conservation, and he's acknowledged to be the top expert in the world in the conservation of the Asian elephant. He wrote the book for the UN, for instance. And when I met him here, he told me that elephants like to listen to music, which is, you know, for us a kind of odd idea. But they do like to listen to music. Often if you play some music, say, in the showground where there's a PA system, they'll gather around it, listen to it. And the mahouts who walk them in from the forest every morning sing to them because it, you know, they the mahouts and the elephants both enjoy that.
The mahouts are the guys who ride them or stand next to
the
them.
The elephant wranglers.
Handlers.
The handlers. The people that live with the elephants train them. And so, you know, Richard didn't have any doubt that they would enjoy music. And if there was something, if we could make instruments that were ergonomic, that they would play them, which is also hard for us Westerners to understand because, you know, if you make an instrument that's ergonomic for a dog or a cat or a cow or a horse, they're not necessarily going to be attracted to that. Elephants are different. They're very, very smart. They have a very wide range of personality. They've never been selectively bred, unlike all of our domesticated animals. So one elephant is very, very different from another, even more than, you know, dogs from the same litter can be different, but not to the extent that an elephant can.
And yet they can all play together. And in fact, this new album from the Thai Elephant Orchestra actually begins with them performing with one of the mahouts, right? This the guy who's doing this sort of chant.
That's right. So for this record, which is we've planned to be their last CD, we have one of the master mahouts who's named Bunyang. And Bunyang is not only mahout, but he's also a minister in the religion of Northern Thailand, which is frankly a mixture of Buddhism and a ancestral religion. One of the prayers they do is the prayer to the elephant spirit, and this is that prayer. And he's singing it live with the elephant orchestra. It's the only human intervention we have on the entire recording.
The rest of it is now. What do we this? This is the invocation. So the rest of it, all the sounds that we're hearing here are made by the elephants, except for the obvious human singing.
Yeah, except for the first cut, which perhaps is the one we're going to be listening to. All the other sounds are elephants. So obviously all the sounds that you're hearing, the vocal sounds are the sounds of elephants.
Right, so this is the trumpeting of the elephants. All right, the piece is called Invocation from the Thai Elephant Orchestra. So there were lots of instruments there, and then what happens, Dave? Are they talking to each other here? What is this?
They sort of are. So the guttural sound you're hearing, that sound, is an elephant purr. So they make that sound when they're happy and satisfied.
Like a cat.
This squeaky sound that you're hearing right now also is a pretty, you know, it's a pretty happy, affectionate sound.
Wow. And now, what do you have to do to get these elephants to play music? I mean, will they do it of their own accord?
Some of them will. And again, they tend to walk up. I mean, I've spent all of, less than 3 months in Thailand with the elephants. I've gone there 6 times and we've made 3 CDs, but I haven't spent very much of my life with the elephants. But I have seen them walk over to instruments and start to play them and improvise on them. And in fact, one of them does it every day as part of a show that they do for the tourists. Well, walk up. You know, that nobody's telling him to walk up, and he improvises, and when he's done, he walks away. So far, I've really only seen them play voluntarily when they're kind of sitting around a little bit bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they were in the forest, I doubt they'd be doing that.
Well, and certainly, you know, they don't have access to elephant-sized instruments, which you guys had to specifically make. You know, they
right,
had to
they
withstand
also,
the weight and the strength of the animals.
So this group of elephants lives in the first government conservation for the Asia, center for the Asian elephant in the world. It's called the Thai Elephant Conservation Center. It's not far from Lampang in northern Thailand. And the elephants only really work, you know, essentially every domesticated elephant is a working elephant. But these guys have a comparatively good life compared to the history of elephants and humans. They only work for about 4 hours a day. The rest of the time, they're pretty much out in the forest. And it wouldn't be hard for us to put some instruments out in the forest and see if they'd if they would perform on them. We've just never tried it.
So almost by definition, anything you put in front of an elephant is going to be big, probably percussive, although there are some harmonicas here and there.
Yeah.
They play with their trunks.
They prefer playing with their trunks. There's a couple of instruments we made for the feet, but they really don't. You know, if you're a 10,000-pound animal, lifting your foot and operating something is kind of it's just not ergonomic. You know, whereas with a trunk, they can tear down a tree or they can pick up a penny off the ground.
Now, in this clip from the new album by the Thai Elephant Orchestra, this is called Teak Forest Mist. The elephants are playing both the percussion instruments, but also some of these kind of harmonica-style wind instruments as well. Teak Forest Mist. Human title, obviously, but a piece of music played, improvised by the Elephants of the Thai Elephant Orchestra. Dave Soldier, who co-founded the group in 1999 with the Thai-based conservationist Richard Lair, is with me on soundcheck today. The CD is called Water Music. It's the group's third. It is planned to be their last. Frank from the East Village contributes this comment on the webpage. Their last CD? Does that mean the orchestra is breaking up already? Will there be a farewell tour, Dave?
Well, people can visit the Conservation Center. And one of the things that I think I feel good about the orchestra is that this, again, is the first Conservation Center. It was only founded in 93, and I can get into some detail why it was founded, but it needed to be founded. There were a lot of out-of-work elephants, and they needed a way to make a living. You know, that one elephant can eat 400 pounds of food a day.
Wow.
So we need you know, to find alternate...
So they need money.
they need food.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They need thousands of square feet of space, and there really wasn't room for them. The Thai Forest Industry Organization, a branch of the government, built this, and there was no idea, you know, there wasn't certain that it was going to succeed. And because of some of these steps in trying to raise public awareness for the Asian elephant, and the orchestra is certainly one of them, I think it's at least that part of the near future for the elephants is in good shape. I think the Conservation Center is in very good shape.
Well, and
you've
certainly
brought... now there are a bunch of private conservation centers as well.
Okay. Well, certainly these recordings have brought, you know, unlooked for publicity to the elephants and their conservation
center.
You
say it's unlooked for, but actually that's one of the reasons we did it. One of the reasons we did it was to bring public awareness to the Asian elephant. I mean, you have to place this into context. Around the year 1900, there were 100,000 elephants and almost all domesticated elephants in Thailand. Now the numbers are down to about 3,000 domesticated elephants.
Wow.
And it's at a point where you really have to worry for a variety of reasons about the future of the species. And the only answer anyone has right now are places like conservation centers.
There's a call on the line from Kate in Brooklyn who has a question about these musical elephants. Kate?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
I was wondering if different elephants had different musical aesthetics or instruments that they prefer to play the way human musicians do.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, some of the elephants, so there's 14, we've actually trained 16 elephants to play music. This last record has 14, which is, I think, the most that probably will ever be arranged together in a, you know, you need a lot of space for one thing. And the two that aren't there, by the way, one just had a baby, so she was excused from the recordings. And another one, and this is another facet of working the human-elephant relationship, one of them is too dangerous now to be part of the orchestra anymore. Not for the other elephants, but for humans that he doesn't know. He's actually Boon Yang's elephant. So the same fellow who's doing the prayer is the fellow. He's a very good mahout, and he can take care of this particular elephant, Lukop, who can be quite dangerous. So of those 14 elephants who have all learned to play music, yes, they do specialize in different instruments. There's one chapati, named after the Indian bread, and he's very good at playing the bass. So he's one of the only string players in the orchestra.
Really? So you have a special bass made that can withstand an elephant's trunk plucking?
That's right. And you hear it. In fact, we were just hearing it. If you hear that sound, it's like a bong.
Yeah.
That's a four-string bass that he's playing with a stick. There's another one that's very, very good at the drum kit, and is the that's Luco. And he's the only elephant I've seen so far that can take three drums, and like an American trap set drummer, hold a steady rhythm, and the bass drum, boom, then a snare, and a cymbal, and go back and forth, and nobody trained him to do this.
So,
he learned it himself.
I mean, that's one of the hallmarks of music, is periodicity, mm-hmm. rhythm, mm-hmm. repetition, and some of this elephant somehow has that. Let's hear Gathering Storm Clouds. This is from this final recording by the Thai Elephant Orchestra. So that boom, 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 that's chapati, that's the
chapati
elephant playing
the bass. String
bass. Wow. And
this is all live with no editing, no overdubs.
There's no human intervention here other than saying go and stop.
That's right. We give them cues when to begin. And you know, we say, you enter here in this part of the piece because we don't want everybody playing all the time.
The album is called Water Music. It is the third and planned to be the final album by the Thai Elephant Orchestra, based at the Thai Elephant Conservation Center near Lampang in northern Thailand. The group, co-founded by Dave Soldier and Richard Lair, the Thai-based conservationist. Dave Soldier's been with me on Soundcheck, and great job over the past 12 years with these elephants, and congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. Still to come, the musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark has been in previews for months, and some critics decided they'd had enough. We'll hear more in a moment.